Welcome to Chat with Nat, Stories of Faith, Hope, and Love. I'm hoping that the books I've read and the people I've met inspire you as much as they have me. Well, welcome back. I'm excited today to have my very first guest on the show, and it is my good friend, Pastor Kathy Mahorick from Grace Methodist Church. I'm so excited to have you here today.
I'm excited too. I wasn't expecting this
you
at
weren't?
All. No.
What were you expecting?
I don't know. Like whenever you said, do you want to do the show with me? And I'm like, sure. And then I thought, what am I getting myself into?
Well, I thought, what are we going to talk about? But we always find something to talk about, so I'm not too worried. I'm going to start with a scripture today. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. And that's 2 Corinthians 4:17. So just for the listeners, I had said that I was going to talk about some of the items on the life coaching wheel, and I've kind of deviated and taken a detour from that and just changed my focus a little bit to, I don't know, just bigger topics, I guess, is what I want to say. And so one of the things that I've just been thinking about over the past month, I guess, is grief and loss. And I thought there was nobody better to talk to about that than you, who's walked through that journey with so many people.
Yeah. I think that for you and I, it's very prevalent since we just lost one of our best friends.
Right.
That walked the journey with us. We walked with him in Couraging Cancer. We have a monthly group that meets at Grace Church for Couraging Cancer on the second Sunday of the month at 3:00. And then over the time that we had COVID, we couldn't meet with each other. So then we started meeting by Zoom once a week, instead of once a month, and doing a Bible study together. And so recently within that group, there's been some of our friends that have done the cycle that you just talked about. Read that scripture one more time.
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
Yeah, so like whenever you told me that that was a scripture you were going to read today, I just thought, you know, how more perfect can that be? Because our friends have walked that journey, that light and temporary troubles, and they are now eternally with Jesus. And that's not something that everybody grasps.
Right, for sure, for sure. One of the things we learned in my life coaching classes, Kathy, was that there are four different cycles to life, or to any situation, actually. And one of them is happiness, you know, where everything's going right. You know?
Yeah, I love that.
It doesn't happen a whole lot, but it does happen.
Yeah.
So there's the happiness, and then further on the wheel, like down the, is loss. Like there's always, nothing in this world is permanent. So whether it's a job or your health or your life or like a hometown that you lived in, there's always a loss associated with a happiness. I mean, it's a risk like we take when we love somebody, right? Or something.
Right.
And so after the loss, you know, there's suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And in that suffering is where our support groups that we do, that we come together and kind of walk through that together with people. But my favorite part of this wheel is the on the way up, you know, the hope. And so without hope, how do you move forward, right?
Yeah, you can't move forward without hope.
Right.
You know, and I remember, you know, some of the people in our group, especially our friend Keith, you know, he always said, it's a win-win. Like, it's a win if treatment works and I get better and I go to remission, or it's a win if treatment doesn't work and I get to go to heaven.
Right, right.
And as long as you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then it is a win-win.
Right, right. It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting that he's there.
Yeah, and healthy.
Right.
And whole.
Yep, and no pain.
And no pain.
Right.
And telling jokes.
We will definitely miss Keith's jokes.
My gosh.
He was very light. He was the light.
He was.
Comic relief.
Comic relief is what he was, yeah. Yeah.
So, Kathy, you're no stranger to grief and loss, if you want to tell the listeners some of your background.
I've been with Grace Church now for 14 years, and I am the associate pastor there, and I do congregational care and senior adult ministry. And basically what that is just taking care of people. and it's the thing that I love most. And it's so funny because if you would have told me 20 years ago that I would be a pastor, I would tell you you were crazy. I lost my first husband when I was 44 years old. And so I know grief.
Mm-hmm.
I really know grief. And God has used every circumstance in my life to turn around to give him glory.
Yep.
And I have my grief share groups at Grace, and we serve the community with the grief share. I do it twice a year, in the spring and in the fall. And those classes just turn people's lives around. Grief is so hard. It's so hard. And like you said earlier, I mean, it's not just the loss of a loved one sometimes. It's the loss of a job. It's a loss of your income. It's a loss of your marriage. There's just so many losses in everyone's lives.
Right. So tell us a little bit about the Grief Share program. I had just heard about it for the first time a few years ago. And it's a national. Is it a national program?
Yeah. If you go on the internet and you go to www.griefshare.org, uh-huh. or just put in griefshare.org, their website will come up. And it is like the best organization I have ever been connected with. The material is there for those of us that are leading these grief share groups. The material is there, and like my sister lost her husband also, and I encouraged her to start a group, and she's in Arizona. But we use the exact same information. Like, she's using the same videos that I'm using. She's using the same workbooks that I'm using, but we do it differently.
Right.
It's so much fun.
And you talk, you probably compare.
Oh, we
notes.
Do. Like, we talk a lot about it. Yeah.
So, Kathy, tell me the difference from someone who is walking in class one of your Grief Share class to when they're walking out, how many weeks later? 14 weeks later?
14 weeks later, yeah. When they walk in, sometimes they can't even say the name of the loved one that they lost.
Right.
And when they walk out, they don't want to walk out because they feel so connected to one another.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of a sudden, they don't feel like they're alone.
Right.
They feel like what they're going through, anyone that's walking through grief is going through it too.
Right. Right. I think it's important too, like no matter if it's grief or cancer, or I know your kids had Huntington's disease, mm-hmm. no matter what it is, it's a different experience when you go into a group or a room of people who are going through the same thing at the same time you are. You can talk to family and friends about it, but it's just not the same as being in a support group with people experiencing the same things that you are.
Right. And what I have found is, like, our families are walking through that grief with us. So they also are feeling their own grief.
Right.
Or it's friends that are walking with us and they don't understand. So they might think that you should be over it.
Right.
Like, it's not, you don't get over it.
Right.
You learn to grow with it.
Right. I remember you had said when our friend Jan passed away that grief will come and hit you just out of nowhere. When you think you're good and you're over it, just all of a sudden a smell or a sound or something will trigger a memory and it'll just hit you.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know what you were talking about until our friend Jan died, and it just would hit you out of the blue.
Yeah. My kids and I, when my husband died, my kids and I would say it's like being on a roller coaster where, like, you're just starting up the grade and all of a sudden you think, oh, I'm doing really good. I'm having a really good day. And then you hit the top of that roller coaster. And then you know how fast you go down?
Yep.
Like, that's how quickly grief can take you back under.
Right, right.
And it's really hard. And it's different with each person. Like, when I lost my husband of 24 and a half years, that was a grief deeper than anything I could imagine. And then I remarried several years after Dan died, and I had two stepchildren, which are my kids also, that had Huntington's disease, what you mentioned earlier. And so their journey was, I just lost them, Vince and I lost them, piece by piece, like
right.
day by day. It was such a long, hard road. And when both of our children passed away, that was a whole different grief than what I experienced with Daniel and what my husband Vince experienced with his wife Debbie.
Well, I think it's what you said. I think your husband Dan was very unexpected. It just, you lost
instantly,
and with the children, you were basically grieving each piece,
right,
as each stage progressed,
right.
So yeah, it was definitely different.
Yeah. So God has taken this grief, and it brings Him glory because we walk the journey with so many people in the community.
Right, and I don't know, I can't even, like, there's so many people that have gone to your program who are now leaders in the program, right?
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just, it's so funny because I just have people that are, like, seeking me out. They don't know who I am, but they know that they want to talk to me about
lady.
Yeah, the grief. Yeah, and I'm not making light of that.
No,
like,
no.
God is really... He has really put that on my heart to be able to use it to glorify Him.
I think what you are for those people are this hope. You're giving them hope that they can get through it and get back to the happiness.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's what we try.
Yeah. And so what would you say to somebody who is out there grieving, who is like, absolutely not, I'm not going to go.
Have hope.
I'm not going to have hope, right?
I really encourage them to get into a grief share group. And if they just go to griefshare.org and put in their zip code, it'll show them every place in their area that there's a grief share program. And I just encourage them to get connected with one of those. I mean, it's really hard to walk in to a room and you don't know anybody, but within a couple of weeks, you can't imagine how close you get with those people that are in that same room with you.
I know. And I know also that the groups that you have, they still maintain that circle and do dinners and stuff together.
I just
together.
Love it. You know, what's really funny about that is whenever I was going through grief with Daniel, with my first husband, I went to a grief group, and our grief group met every month for at least 8 years.
Oh, my goodness. I thought you were going to say, like, 8 months.
Oh, no. Every month for at least
wow.
8 years. After I found my now husband.
Yeah.
That's what I call Vince. My now husband. After I found my now husband, got married, I was still going to that grief group breakfast.
Wow.
We met, and it's just a connection that you can't imagine unless you've done it.
Right, right. So I'd encourage anybody who's out there in the suffering stage
yeah.
to research that. And while we're on the subject of suffering, we had talked about many types of suffering, right? The suffering of a loss of a marriage or an illness or a house. And so anybody who's stuck in that suffering, I encourage you to reach out to somebody and get connected with others who are in like situations, because there's real healing in togetherness.
Oh, there is. Whenever Vin and Tina, when I married my husband, my now husband, and we thought that the kid, that, well, we just thought our son had Huntington's, and we got him to a doctor, and he was diagnosed. And I got on the Huntington's, I went on a Huntington's site and looked for a support group. And the closest support group I could go to was down in Pittsburgh. And so I went once a month to Pittsburgh to a support group down there because I knew my grief support group was so important to my life that I knew I didn't know anything about Huntington's.
Right.
And so I needed to know about it. So I went to Pittsburgh once a month to get myself versed on what I was going to run into with Vin.
And what you could expect.
And what could I expect.
Right.
Yeah, and it was so helpful to me. I just encourage you, like Nat said, like grief or cancer or Parkinson's or Huntington's or divorce or... Right. I mean, there are groups for basically everything. A lot of everything. Just connect yourself with others so that you can walk through that together. And if you don't know who to connect yourself with, you know, I'm at Indiana Grace here in Indiana, and I'll get you connected
right.
to
she knows
somebody.
Lots of people that she'll connect you to. Also, we have our Courage in Cancer support group the second Sunday of every month. We encourage caretakers even to come to that group. And so you don't have to have cancer yourself. If you're just caring for somebody who has cancer, you are welcome. That's a whole nother ballgame is when you're caring for someone who's suffering.
Right.
So also get support for that as well.
Right. Agreed.
Kathy, do you have any closing remarks for everybody?
I just want to encourage you that no matter what you're going through, God's got you, but you have to seek His face.
Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. It is our prayer that you will not lose hope in whatever season you are in. We pray that someone comes alongside you or that you come along someone who may need your support. And may the God of love, peace, and mercy be with you all the days of your life so you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.